Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is this going to cause an argument?
My name is Angel. And I'm the host who does the most. And I'm joined by my husband, the other co-host. Tell him who you are.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, Fisher, first time tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single goddamn week, and we pretty much talk about anything we want to, and we've been doing that for 10 years.
10 years.
We are joined by a wonderful media family. I've been sitting here talking to them for about 15, 20 minutes. I don't know if it's been at least 15, I think. Anyway, that's all we do. We kick it. We talk about it. We catch up. They right here in the chat. You may hear us responding to them and talking to them as we record. You can be a part of their media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangle. Sign up for the low of $5 a month.
Uh-huh.
And get in on all the goodness. It ain't just podcasts. We do all kinds of stuff over here. But yeah, how you feeling?
I am feeling like something is about to happen. I don't know what, but something's getting ready to happen. You unfortunately look like something better happened.
Yeah. Something good.
Yeah, I am feeling renewed. You know what? Taking the twins to the doctor's appointment today just reminded me of how blessed we are. The doctor was even like, so I haven't seen these boys in over a year. He said, outside of seeing Kai Sai for that one issue he had sometime last year, he was like, or any of the boys for that.
Right.
He was like, you understand how rare that is? That just...
Because they in the house, they ain't outside getting hurt.
But it's
that's
not
what
that.
They need.
Kids
nah.
be getting really sick.
Yeah, kids be getting sick.
Kids be having for real issues. Not everybody's child gets to grow up as healthy as our boys. Like, the biggest scare we've ever had has been with Amar and Sai. With Sai and his being concussed or whatever
yeah,
that was.
Yeah, hitting his head at night.
And then with Amar being patient zero during the pandemic, or right before the pandemic really got its legs.
I'm feel truly blessed for that too, because nothing breaks my heart more than seeing a sick child. But also, especially when you don't know, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
won't nothing get me to change the channel quicker than one of them commercials coming on?
Right.
Talking about, I don't need to take my mind there. I don't need to take my feelings there. My conscience, just, I know exactly what it is. I don't need to see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I hear about friends or family or whoever going through something with their kid, it's just, I don't know what to do with myself. So yeah, no, it's definitely a blessing.
You know, I honestly, there was something that I think it might have been a post that, and I think I probably saved it, where somebody was like, "I don't think you realize how often people take for granted their health."
Oh,
meaning especially when you are a healthy person. I know you don't take for granted.
No,
your
I
health,
don't.
Especially because you've had different like things,
ailments and stuff,
right?
Yeah.
So I know you do definitely take advantage of while you're in good health and trying your best to preserve it. Go ahead, baby.
No, just a quick one of them things is I developed allergies late in my life. Like I was in my mid to late 20s by the time I started getting allergy symptoms. And it came on, it was like during the fall out here, and all of a sudden I noticed it felt like a weight on my chest. Like I was having difficulty breathing. You talking about the anxiety that was going through me.
Mm-hmm.
And finally got into the doctors, and they, you know, first thing they did is I told the doctor, you know, is this lung cancer? He just shook his head. He said, "You don't have lung cancer." I said, "But I looked it up." He said, "Don't look anything up." But they put that little nebulizer. I think it was a nebulizer at the time. I'm in there shirtless with the nebulizer. Remember I sent you that picture?
Yeah.
And it felt better. They was like, "It's allergies." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Did you think you were going to be this anxious of a person regarding your health? Or is it, do you think, has to do with your dad and your uncles?
No, I've always been mildly, not a lot, but mildly anxious just from being in a big ass family with older people. Mm-hmm. Just seeing from a child, seeing random shit happen.
Yeah.
Even with the older people at the time, you know, even they were even older at the time. It's just like, well, damn, anything can happen.
Yeah. I was literally talking to my mom today and telling her, you know, how good their health is. And she was like, "Yeah, they tank sleeves." And I said, "Well, mom, I don't know if that is."
Yeah, that last name ain't got shit to do with it.
I said, well, I will say, and on my side of the family, the only thing we have to fight health wise is the food we eat.
Yeah.
We literally don't have any, and listen, we probably can point all diseases to what we're ingesting.
Yeah, definitely.
But ours are so like directly connected. You don't have to trace, because the only thing we have is a recurring diagnosis in our family is diabetes.
Yeah.
Quite literally. And not the type that like, what is that? Type one? Type one is where people, little kids get it and they have to take insulin. I do believe type two is the one that we be getting because we be out here doing too much.
So sorry. Somebody's daughter got diagnosed with lupus. Yeah. Our niece did. It's happened to a few people, but back to what you were saying about what we eat. Literally I can change my weight by the amount of bread. I try to live off not eating bread whatsoever. And bread is something like some sandwiches, like
right.
That was always my thing. It's been times where I've this is probably, was this around the pandemic, pre-pandemic. It was a time where I like got depressed, lost a bunch of weight, finally started feeling better. Didn't know I was depressed at the time. Finally started feeling better. First thing I did, I'm going to go get me some Jersey Mike's because I know. Or anytime I'm in like an unhealthy caloric deficit, Jersey Mike's is always my go-to.
Why did the kids ask today, this morning, when I was pulling up to Trader Joe's, how come we don't ever get Jersey Mike's?
Because I'm going to eat two giants. Yes, you heard right. Two giant Jersey Mike.
I don't know how you don't be
chicken,
on the toilet more.
Philly, California-style subs.
They do be good.
They be so fire.
They do be good. I can't even.
And I'm saying, then I lately, oh, not lately, the last thing I discovered, because I always went for the Philly type, so I like a hot sandwich, but that damn turkey sandwich that they got, the whatever it's called, turkey, just with the lunch meat on it, I think we got it for a party or something, and I ate a piece. I said, this damn thing is delicious. I've been sleeping all this time on the turkey, the regular ass turkey sandwich.
You know, I don't want no cold sandwich.
I don't either, but yeah, I don't do none of, I try not to do none of the most, mostly I will get when it comes to bread is stone oven, and that's usually a treat.
So how are you feeling? I told you how I was feeling. This week got us on this.
Oh, you did, didn't you? I feel all right. I could be feeling better.
This morning jacked you up.
Last night and this morning just jacked me all the way up.
I know. I could definitely see
all the way up. But that cherry on top this morning, I'm talking about. It was almost laughable. It's like, shut up with your almost coming out of your thoughts ass. Take this and a little bit of that. I was like,
usually I'm the one that would have been back in our previous of our relationship. I'm the one that would have been in a complete panic attack mode.
Yeah, because I had the landscape that I was living by.
Yeah.
Never had me like, I'm like, it's cool. Like, I ain't worried about this. I got this, this, and this. Currently, that's not the situation.
Right. But I was just like, all right, okay. Solution.
But you can see my solution. I can't see
your some of it is you. Some of it is you, and you just going to have to, like, do what I say.
Do what I say.
Negro. Let's start off with our favorite. Oh, my gosh. I forgot. Hello. How can I help you? You would have to call it quietly, but come and say hello to the people real quick. Oh, listen, I said to Amar, but you hear Cotty. Why is your mouth wet? Did you drink water? Yes, ma'am.
Give me a bottle of water, Kai.
Did you want to say anything else to the people? Huh?
Thank you.
Do you want to say anything else? Kai, did you want to say hi? Because I know that's why you got your little dark chocolate self up. No. Oh, you said they never said happy birthday to you? They actually did. I just didn't show you. But they can tell you happy belated birthday now. So you feel like they need to be telling you happy birthday? No. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, Mom.
But you don't be talking to them. So how should they know they need to be telling you happy birthday?
Kai's knees look like he's been fighting bags of flour.
Okay, did you want to say hi as well? Can they see his head? Oh, they can't see the twins' head.
No, they can't see
your
head.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So these are the three of the Tanksley Pride, and that's actually the segment we're going to go into, is the Tanksley Pride story, where we talk about one, some, or all of our four boys that we affectionately name Tanksley Pride because they are our pride and joy, and just like a bunch of lions, we are a pride. Okay, if y'all got nothing else to say, do y'all have anything else to say?
No.
You ready for middle school? Come here. Y'all just got the dirtiest faces, and make sure y'all clean up y'all's trash in there. They said hi, and they said happy birthday, Amar. And he said, tell them I said thank you.
Close that door. Thank you.
You guys, the school year is just coming around the corner. And we have middle schoolers.
Yeah.
So at the doctor's office today, he was like, so you know they're in early puberty. And I was like, yes. Be like, yes, I know. Don't remind me. But here is the Tanksley Pride story. For the first time in their lives ever, Cy weighs more than Kai.
I was about to say Cy weighs more. I knew as soon as you said for the first time ever, I'm like, Cy finally.
Oh, and baby, Cy ate that up. You hear me? It's only by half a pound, but it he don't said even half
the
a
fact
pound
that they caught up, yeah. The fact that he caught up and passed him.
Yeah.
Conception.
Yes, ain't never been a day.
Ain't never been a day, a time or a day where he was bigger, taller, heavier, nothing than Kai.
He finally surpassed his
brother. I'm talking about in the womb.
In the womb, big difference. And it's so funny because when I heard the nurse say it, I was like, of course, Cy heard it. And he was like, And I said, wait.
Hold on. Sakai, come here real quick.
I mean, and when did I tell you, you would have thought this was an Olympic
don't stop right there. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Could be the shorts. Size shorts is a little thicker than Kai's.
Yeah, but still the fact they got that close. She was like, they only have half a pound apart. I was like, but who's 80 pounds and who's 80 pounds and a half? She was like, Kai's 80 pounds, Sai is 80 and a half pounds. And yeah. I was like, yeah.
Also, which don't make sense, the fact that Sai always weighs less than Kai because Sai eats like me. And when I say not in like the same realm, Sai eats almost as much as I do. And Kai barely, he will smell his food and say he's full.
Yeah. And that's, I even told the doctor, I said, Sai is a trash compactor. He busts out laughing. I said, and Kai eats like a hummingbird. Because he was like, he must be eating enough because he's having substantial, they both have grown 3 inches over the past 16 months since he last saw.
I was
going
to say, it feels like more than that.
And they gained 9 pounds, I think.
Yeah.
He was like, so he's eating enough to, I said, which is so crazy to me because it feels like he barely eats. But then they were looking at their percentile in height because Kai is an inch and a quarter taller than Sai. So percentage-wise, though, it's a further spread.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kai's in the 70-something.
Inch and a quarter.
Yeah, because what he said about Kai, it was something in 5/8. And for Sai, it was, maybe it's not an inch and a quarter. Sai, I know, was an inch lower, and then his fraction was different. Maybe his fraction was 2/3. And not
okay. It sounds like a lot.
So maybe it's on their paper. Okay. Regardless, so they're looking at their percentiles, and so Kai is in a higher percentile, and he's like, "You might get there one day, Sai. You might get there one day."
The competition of siblings,
of course. So it was just so funny because I was just like, "All right," I said, "This is great. One of you gets to be taller, the other one gets to be heavier. Look at that. It's fine." So I was just, listen, it could have been size glasses for all I know. Regardless, I was going to let him have that victory. I was
the fact that he's closer because there's always been a steady 2 pounds.
Yeah. Now, so I said, give me a second.
Always been a steady, like 2 pounds. Like,
let me tell you, then this is Kai. I know why you weighed more than me. He was like, why? He said, because you haven't pooped today. I said these little boys are ridiculous. So what's your Tank Surprise story?
So my Tank Surprise story, so Patreon was there with us. We took the boys to a, what would you call it, an inflatable floating obstacle course.
It's an inflatable obstacle course
on a lake.
Put on a lake.
On a lake. And so we as a family went. And so my Tank Surprise story is just watching the joy I got from watching all four of them, which they were playing an extremely intense game. Like, I was walking this course, like just trying to keep my balance, not fall in the water. Climbing up these things and climbing down and going around, it was exhausting just doing that. Just trying to keep your balance and walking. They're playing basically tag.
And running.
Running, falling in, swimming to the ladder, climbing up. There was one I was like, oh, I can definitely do this. I can get out like 20 pull-ups, no problem. I can do this because it was a handlebars one. I don't know why I couldn't get across there.
Oh, the
handlebar,
that I said,
yeah. Because I'm going in it, and two of them were missing. So you go, you have to skip one, go, skip another one, then it goes. As soon as I got to the easier part, fall in. I'm like, what is this about? But anyway, Marcus coming up out of the water at one point, he wasn't even doing trying the handlebars. He was just jumping, trying his best to jump all the way across to get as close to the ladder as possible.
Because he tried the first time and fell in. He made it across once, I think.
Oh, because I don't think he did. That boy heavy.
No. I watched him do it. That's the only reason why I'm remembering.
But then him walking past me, this is right after I got there, and he was breathing out hard. He said, "This makes me feel really out of shape."
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah, water would water in on an obstacle course or water in an obstacle course will do that to you." But also, so you know, Marcus is the older brother, right? So you know he's king shit. And they were playing his tag, and it was at the point in time where he was it. So he's getting a good lead on him because he's running and going past these things.
No, he's not it.
Yes, he is. They're chasing him.
And when you're it.
Oh, I'm sorry, they're it. So yes. All the other boys are it, trying to catch up with Marcus. And it was a couple of times where I saw him stop. He was like, hold on, wait. I said, you can say.
hold on.
Because the exhaust and the kids, he's faster than them, but they not slowing down. They're running at 100%, yeah. Swimming at 100%, climbing, doing all this at 100%. And they're just like, oh, we going to catch you.
Yeah.
It looked, you know what it looked like? You know how, like, I watched documentaries of, like, wolves or something, like, hunting down something? Mm-hmm. They won't try to chase it fast. Wolves can run for miles and miles and miles, so they just let it tire out and they just gallop along.
Uh-huh.
Or they'll run along. And soon as the antelope or whatever they're chasing will tire out. That's like, what it looked like. Because they even when we were going back to the shore, they still running. And I'm like, how? I said, I can't believe I ever had this much energy.
It's crazy. There was one moment where I just wish I had my camera so bad. And I was just like, it's in my head. They were sitting on this floaty. It's mm-hmm. just one long float. Like, think of an extra long twin-size mattress. And they were all sitting on one side. Mm-hmm. And their backs were to me because they were kicking their legs to get it to turn. And just to see them lined up there, I was like, these are my babies.
So that was me standing on the shore mm-hmm. trying to get – once I saw you almost – trying to get across it. I'm sitting there. I'm on the. I wasn't live anymore. I'm sitting there watching, and I was like, "Look at this girl." Then I was like, "Why am I not getting footage of this Marine?"
Out of that until the end, after I was there for an hour. I did good.
You didn't fall in. You weren't no Marine.
Listen.
No, because it's all also about speed.
Well, you know, the Marines ain't wearing floaties. They put us in life vests.
Yeah, so you would have did better without that.
100%.
Oh, okay.
The life vest kept getting me. So, is that the end of your Texas Pride story?
No, what? Just real quick. So, my cousin Liana, she be over here in the chat. She sent me, my sister, one of my cousins, this barrage of photos. And I'm sitting there flipping through these photos.
Oh, look at your
parents. And it's like,
wow.
Hold on. Most of them are at, it looked like they had a holiday party. Look at me.
I see you.
That's Liana and Granny. It looks like they had a holiday party. This is most of them, uh-huh. right? And I'm like, it's crazy because you can almost hear, or at least I can almost hear the pictures, like the event that's going on right now. It's like all my cousins.
When she send this? Because you ain't telling
yesterday.
Me about
this is just yesterday. Cousins and was it yesterday?
You got to put those pictures when you edit.
Yeah, cousins and uncles and aunties and stuff. I vaguely remember as a young child seeing my uncles wear like turtlenecks mm-hmm. and sweaters and stuff. But like, I'm looking at these, I'm like, dang, they did used to dress like that. But also looking at these pictures, it's like these. And I said it even in the thing. I said these people knew how to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Rodney.
I see him. You definitely got to show the babies the picture of their grandparents.
Oh, definitely. So anyway, as I'm sitting there and I started trying to get pictures of all five of y'all out there, I'm like, I need to go out there and get
be with
my
picture?
Family. I did. I guess. Okay. But it wasn't what I, because it was always one or two of y'all missing.
That's fine. Give me something.
But I was just like, looking back at these pictures, I'm like, well, you know, everything's digital now. But I'm like, one of these days, they're going to be able to look back and be like, look at us.
Marcus is going home, so
okay. Yeah, those are the ones I got.
Oh yes, I need look at that stealth looking body. Why does my butt look like that? I love it.
And I gotta remember to put some of these up when I edit.
Oh my gosh! So that's it of Texley Pride. Also remind me, I took a screenshot years ago. when somebody recommended In My Feelings as our topic. And I need to
find it.
No, I found it in my phone. I need to make sure I bring it up. I was just like, oh my
God. Who did it?
This is the person who gave us the name of the segment. Anyways, and explaining what the segment was.
Well, we just gonna take that. Why don't y'all offer more suggestions, Patreon?
They like
this could be a bigger show.
So what had happened was Amar fell in the water. And I said, come here, because he can't pull himself out. Where we where he fell in, there's nothing, there's no ramps.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, give me your hand. And as I'm pulling him, I'm now sliding into the water. And I can't stop myself because it's so slippery.
Yeah.
So I fall in, water's up my nose and my throat. And so I'm now like coughing and trying to get the stuff out. So I get Amar up. And I'm like, here you go. And Kai's also in the water. And I said, Kai, you need me to help you up? You know Kai, his ego and pride is bigger than anything else. No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm still coughing up water and stuff. And I'm like, this ain't no good. And so I pull the handle and I'm like, no, there's like actually no way I can get out this way. Like this one lady who I thought worked there, she said, here, I'll help you. I said, ma'am, you'll be in this water with me. There's no way. Cause she looked more out of shape than me. And so they're like, try over there. So I swim to another area. Kai's still with me. I said, Kai, if you don't get your out this water, he's like, okay. And so I'm able to, because it's helpful when somebody's pushing from behind.
Right.
So they go up to get a lifeguard down. And I said, I need you to help me out. I said, or is there some steps somewhere? Like, I'm looking for like a rope ladder that I can like step on. He's like, I said, no, there isn't one. And I was like, what? And so he goes to pull me. My life jacket is getting stuck. There's like, there's no motion. He's like, I said, oh, Jesus.
You can just float all the way around the thing and go on back to the show.
That's what it was about to be.
Yeah.
Then I see this big, thick Asian dude.
I seen him.
I said, could you come? And so they had to, by both arms, yank me. And then, like, first they started, I was like, stop. The life jacket. I said, I have to, like, lift myself up a little bit with this one little handle to get the jacket off of the thing, and then y'all can pull me up. And so they finally did. That wore that Asian man out. It was like, I know it had to have been like pulling a car that had no wheels. It's just a big, heavy-ass block.
I snatched your ass out of that water. Get on over here.
Listen, you He-Man. And the thing is that I should have been, the ramps I was able to get up, but for some reason I think I was just too tired. Because you know you have to get up.
I ain't a dead weight.
I was so tired by that point. Because you know that's how we got on the thing.
I ain't just over it, just limp arm. Y'all go on, pull me up.
I was so tired. This is after I had been gotten motion sickness and everything. I was like, I was surprised I didn't just say, just leave me here. You guys, live your life. Start your families.
And look, and I'm over here watching like, now if my family get in trouble, I ain't going to put this vest on because I can get to them quicker. I ain't see none of this.
None of it. I'm in the back dying. And I almost had a panic attack because I was just like, no, like for real, how the hell am I supposed to get out of this?
Yeah.
And because I also couldn't see an exit. So I was like, I don't want to swim underneath this because if I get trapped and don't find an opening to come back up, I was like, I'll start poking holes through this whole thing and everybody will be in this water.
Yeah, it was that time. So there's one part where you could slip between the things you're supposed to walk on. So Amar fell down there a couple of times and I could tell he was passed. I said, stop panicking, Amar, here I come. So by the time I get over, he's just kind of treading water in his vest. I got so tired of pulling. I just started grabbing the vest and just snatching him up.
Yeah.
Throwing him on the side. All right, boy, there you go. He just pop up and take off running like nothing ever happened.
He's not going home. Okay. He realized that he wasn't going to make it home and then make it to the appointment. Let me let him know where we're at. Oh, he's going to find somewhere to eat, of course. He's just living. That boy is living his best life. Yeah.
The other day he was leaving. I was trying to find out when he was coming to the house so I could leave. Because Raiden and Aya was there. I've been saying that so much. I've been calling them Raiden.
Oh, I need to, speaking of which, I need to send Kiara Lachey a happy birthday message.
Anyway, I let him, I asked him, I said, where you at? He's like, oh, I'm at the stand getting some food, then I'm on my way home. Like,
he's just living his life.
Matter of fact, you go get some groceries so you can cook your own burgers.
He's like, I don't have any of those ailments, praise the Lord.
I'm talking about spending the money.
Oh man, sorry. I just said what ailments. I typed. I hate when I do that. I hate it. They just asked, it was a casting call, and they were like, we're looking for people who suffer, who live life with any of these things. And I was like, I ain't got none of those ailments.
Oh, Lord, girl.
Thank you. They said, was hoping not, but asking. No, you were hoping I was, because that was money. They were like,
hey, but shit, what's the ailments?
You ain't got none.
I can. It's no. Acting, Angel.
No, we're not. We're lying. People be like, well, so when did you get lupus? No. anyways, I was, that was like one of the hardest physical acts. And I couldn't wait till you got up there. I said, oh, I can't wait for him to feel this, because as in shape as you are, you going to feel.
Oh, I knew it. When I was going out there, I said, this is about to be exhausting.
Exhausting. Just like, I never failed. Like, I never had a time where I slip and fail.
Oh, I feel most. You saw me falling. Because the slip catches you by surprise. Like, you walking and all of a sudden, it's just like.
Every moment I think I'm going to slip, so it doesn't. So that's why I'm like always stepping as if I have no footing. But I was surprised how many obstacles I was able to get over. Now, I wasn't like Amar, who was like Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. He was jumping on. I wish you could have seen him when he did the little tadpole jumps over. I was like, and that's how he got stuck in the middle of that one thing. That scared me when he fell between that. I said, now I can't even see my baby's head. Can't see him at all. But yeah, that was a.
We should do a grown up trip out, like all our friends.
All of our friends will be dead.
I mean, well, they got this. They'd be all right.
Listen, Ed, I made that video about Kara, who invited us, and I was like, she said, you didn't see that lone oak tree that you were supposed to sit down at and keep all the supplies with your purse.
It was one tree. That's why I ended up putting our stuff.
That's where she was.
A chair would have been perfect right here.
That's where she was the whole time. She said, I wasn't getting out there. What are you talking about? Kara's in very good shape.
Y'all gonna say she's small and in shape.
Her husband wasn't even going. They told the daughter to say she was older than what she was so she could go out there by herself. And then finally he was like, let me go out there just in case.
Yeah, no. When I was out there, I was just like, as exhausting as this is, this would be hilarious. Now, because I was like, if only somebody could hear me right now.
The way Marcus is falling, and I'm so mad. This is what, because I vlogged you guys, but obviously I couldn't take this out there. I'm in my office today getting ready to try to film a vlog, but I got to find one of the adapters.
Battery adapters?
Oh,
I got it in my case.
Yeah, I yelled for you this morning. You didn't hear me, but I was like, I'm out of time anyways. I have a water case to this.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw that today.
At the bottom of that lake.
No, it wouldn't have. I would have had this strapped on me good. But yeah, I'm glad that you, because Marcus swore up and down. He said, I took a shower. I'm not getting in that water. Yeah,
to take a shower and then go swimming, have to shower again. Because everybody's like, oh, just take another shower. By the time you shower, you got to get out and dry off. Then you got to put on lotion. That's exhausting for me. I don't know if anybody else rubs lotion too aggressively. It don't matter. Lotion's supposed to be rubbed in.
I'll rub it in on you.
No, you don't rub it in enough. You just put it on your skin and walk off. You're supposed to rub it in.
No,
that's why
exactly,
it's called rub in.
No, exactly,
rub that shit through the pores.
Minute, who said that's why it's called rub in? Who calls it rub in?
Why are you rubbing in? You rubbing it on?
Yeah,
no,
rub
you rub
on.
That shit in,
no,
Angel.
You rub it on.
Nah. Anyway.
I'm going to put lotion on you.
I don't want you to put lotion on me, I have to rub it in?
No, I bet you your skin is going to feel like butter.
You don't want nobody with buttery skin. You want somebody to feel hard.
No, not
calloused.
Not this part.
All of it.
Not all. Not your body. Your hands can be a little calloused.
No. I'm standing there, and I'm like, let me go on and get in here, but. Yeah, by the time I got out there, I got up and I had the two Latino women. I knocked her down trying to keep my balance.
Of course you did.
No, I'm standing there and like the thing is moving, so I'm adjusting, and my adjustment, she's like 3-4 feet ahead of me. She falls over. I was like, I'll wait for you to get your balance. She was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can. So she gets up and then falls again. I said, excuse me. Let me get all around you. But then by the time I got it where Angel was sitting, because by this time, Angel just sitting on the trampoline like, all right, how much time we got? I said, 45 minutes.
Especially because I felt so sick. Was about to say, shoot. Let me tell y'all about this Negro, this nasty man. I think I'm telling the story at the right time. I'm trying to remember. Yes. Having a heartfelt conversation with my friend. She's at the house. Stuff is happening in her family. I'm just really trying to be there as a support, right? And as I'm sitting there I'm not on the phone. I'm sitting in front of my friend having a heartfelt moment, trying to let her know we're there to support her and all the things. And I happen to look down at my phone as I'm talking to her. And I wanted you all to know what I see. I see, as I'm looking at my phone, Satin and Secrets, A Billionaire's Obsession.
Black smut. How am I supposed to know what you on the phone talking about doing?
I wasn't on the phone. She was there.
Okay.
She was there. You literally were in the kitchen. We were in the dining room. And you walked around the corner looking at me like.
That I ain't think you had to look at it then. You supposed to be making eye contact with the friend. Don't be looking at your phone. See, you're not paying attention and got your priorities together. Because you had your priorities together, you would have noticed it after the fact.
I was sending. It was right when I was sending the love offering that we had collected for her. And so I'm typing in like the amount.
Why gotta be a schedule? Why is it always the wrong time?
No, it's not about that. It's just like, we have company.
What else I sent? It was 2-3 of them.
No, it was two. We had company.
Let me see here.
And then
Black wealthy smut. Let me see here.
Y'all, I was like.
Who was the other one?
He knows we have company over. And why? Why is
a billionaire's
right now?
Upset? Yeah. And Elevated. A story by Jameson. Jay Jameson.
I said, wait a minute. Why is this coming through right now? Hold on.
Y'all weren't talking about that when I was.
No, I was.
Y'all was talking about other stuff. Y'all wasn't talking about that. Y'all had changed the subject then.
You weren't.
Because y'all was laughing and kikiing. I don't know, but why am I supposed to know?
People are there.
Why are you reading it right now, though?
I want to see, did you do a good job?
Yeah.
You read the whole thing?
No. I scrolled down to where it seemed like some.
Description of people?
No, yeah. I already knew the description of the people. I scrolled down to make sure there was either penetration or almost penetration.
Why are you yelling that word?
Penetration? Why can't I yell penetration?
So nasty.
Penetration! So the dude, I was coming to the office today, and there's a dude. He's like, hey, he's got on scrubs. I recognize the logo from the building. He's like, hey, Jesus. You here for Kev on stage? And I look at him, I was like, nah. He's like, oh, he said, oh, wait, you're not Kev on stage, are you? I was like, no. He said, he's not that tall, right? I was like, Kev's about 6'3", 6'2", 6'3". Really? I'm like, yeah, all right, have a good one. Smut! No, penetration! I forgot what word I was.
I was just like, what?
It's for him to hear.
You did good, because this is what I hear in how they describe. The crown of his head is adorned with jet black coiled dreads tapered into an urban faux hawk.
Angel like dreads.
Lightly peppered. No, I just know this better be a black person.
Yeah, salt and pepper. See, I read
something. Lightly
some of
peppered with gray strands throughout the dreads.
She's the assistant. She's a little younger.
That emphasizes the regal aura.
She's been feeling
him
for a long time.
Oh, you read a lot of it.
Yeah.
I thought you said no.
Well, I had to figure, I had to read sections to figure out where it was going to happen. Smut.
But when it came through, and it was, this is what made it so bad. The text was sent, and then he comes around the corner into the room that we're in, and you, and I just looked at you.
I wasn't even paying attention. I was just like, oh, let me send this and send that. Let me look for some more. Can't find no more right now. Let me go on about do what I was doing.
Which was coming back into the room with us. That's what I looked up.
Yeah, y'all weren't talking about that.
He don't know what we were talking about. And I really was just like, and this is what he's done to my friends multiple times. Back in the day, when before kids, we have an African drum. We still have the same African drum. And he would play.
So it was one time I was just randomly playing with this drum, right? It was just me and Angel. And I just started, what's it called? The African drum. It has a name.
A djembe.
Djembe. I'm just randomly like just playing it one time. And Angel starts doing this like seductive dance. I'm like, well, this looks nice. This looks real good. I continue to play. That turned into something nice. So it was another time.
Nice.
I pick up the drum with no thought in mind about what happened previously. Was it Brisha?
Yes.
Brisha was over at the house. So I pick it up and randomly start playing. And then I don't know, the feeling in the house, I guess, changed. She said, no, wait a minute. This feels like I.
She said, this sounds like a mating call.
Yeah.
She said, I'm a go. I said, he don't know the time nor the place for nothing.
Smut.
Penetration.
Penetration. What?
Never, that's what you were looking for. Does it ever go in?
Yeah,
all
right, not there. Even go in. Does it almost get there? That's all that matter.
Did you think the story? You didn't read the whole thing? You didn't think the storyline was good?
Yeah, it's a good storyline. What?
your matter of fact.
It
about
is a good storyline.
Yeah, it's a good storyline.
I'd film it. Make a whole series out of it.
Oh, bless my husband and pray for my friends for what they...
What time is that boy appointment?
1:30, babe.
Ah, that was a one.
On top of it. I'm on top of it. We had a whole interaction. No, I'm not going to even bring it up. I'm going to leave it alone. Tell me this. Riddle me this. How long did you know
about school?
Yeah. How long did you know about Gary, Indiana not having electricity?
I read about it. It's only like a day, maybe 2 days ago.
So I think they're on what, day 10?
I think it's been like 2 weeks. Gary, Indiana
has had,
it's not just Gary, Indiana either, but it's two heavily black areas that don't have power.
First of all, I didn't even know Gary, Indiana was black. I knew Michael Jackson and them lived there, but I didn't know that meant that it was a highly populated area with black folk.
Yeah, they don't had like, I think, power and water.
And what is the reason?
Storms. But they ain't saying nothing. They not. They claim when somebody, when whoever, the city workers or whoever came in to fix the power, they claim they were getting shot at. Right.
Really?
Right. And there's no news about it. You don't see nothing about it on none of these news outlets or nothing.
That's what they said during Katrina. They right. were saying, we were coming to help, but we were getting shot at. Y'all going to keep running the same play?
Yeah, they are. Tornadoes, is that what it was?
Oh, so they need underground power lines then.
Yeah.
Do tornadoes I mean, coming, it's expensive. Whipping through there?
Well,
to have electricity
well,
for
no,
10
but
days.
Right now, we at the beginning stages of this, like, biggest ever El Nino that humans have ever...
You talking about Lala?
No, El Nino. La Nina is the reverse effect.
No. The name, you said there was something coming.
That's Tropical Storm Lala. No.
Why are you?
Let me finish.
Okay.
The biggest ever El Nino. So right now, that's why Kentucky's been getting a lot of rain, thunderstorms and rain. I don't know. Gary, Indiana's not that far from Lexington. So I imagine, the whole Midwest be getting tornadoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, like, everybody's experiencing a lot of weather out that way, too. Like, right now, it's hot. We eventually going to end up getting a whole lot of rain, probably end of this year, beginning of next year. Like, hazardous amount of rainfall is going to be coming.
To L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay. Next week? When did you say?
Did you hear anything? I said end of this year, beginning next year.
I don't know why I heard next week.
Next week's still going to be 160,000 degrees.
So because of the tornadoes, the La Niños, that's why they ain't got no electricity.
Because of the storms and the tornadoes, they don't have electricity, yes.
Why'd you seem so irritated that I reaffirmed what you said?
You said La Niñas.
El Niños.
Yeah, it's just one, El Niño.
What does that stand for? I know what it means in Spanish. It means the boy. But what does that stand for when you say because of an El Niño? What does that mean?
That's what it's a shift in the jet streams and the weather patterns. Where it goes too far, I think, south, mixes in with the hotter, and it changes the weather in a lot of areas. And then when it corrects itself, a lot of times it overcorrects. That's La Niña, so you get the opposite. And then eventually it bounces back out.
We're telling you about El Niño in the El Niño and the... And they'll
kick this back leg right here. Just let the whole chair fall.
Anyway, I did not know about this. I did not find somebody left a comment under the video about the inflatable course that we did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they said, Soul Roar, Gary, Indiana, let's talk about it. And I literally thought she was saying they had this same thing in Gary, Indiana.
Oh, no.
And then, wait a minute, let me finish. I'll let you do your storm and El Nino and all that stuff. Stop. You're so crazy. So crazy. It wasn't until Keith Lee made a video and I saw it. It came in and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, not that I be on social media, but usually I know some news. Jesus.
Yeah. No, real quick. Only thing... The reason it was this crazy is all the news coming in. You got that, which is a big deal. You got all these lynchings that have been happening, like in black Texas. People everywhere. Mm. Like these random, not even random lynchings of
it's been black like folk. Seven.
Yeah, like seven recently. Like black people don't hang themselves in the forest, in the woods by ropes. Like that's not something we do. And there's no investigations about it. So hearing all of this stuff come in, it's just so hard to keep up with everything.
If I was thinking the other day, and I know people always pick with me, not always, but people are like, Angel, don't be one to do no boycotts. No, I do them. I'm just going to complain as I do it. I was like, it feels like we're fighting on every front.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, you know, I'm thinking about what's happening politically and how things keep shifting in a way, the redlining, the gerrymandering, politicians now being able to say and do whatever and there's no consequence. You have that. Then you have AI, which is now embedded in racism. Well, not which is now. It has been with them building all the data centers in black and brown communities, with them not finding better ways to cool the data centers that would not dangerously affect or I can't remember the word that flew out of my head, these people in these communities. So you have like, okay, staying away from AI, but also making sure you don't get too far away from AI because eventually it will be a tool that is used to determine who has and who does not have. Then you got this. This is Mother Nature just coming direct shot. But then racism inside of news coverage,
right,
deciding that this is not worth being covered and people shouldn't know, when it's just like the National Guard. What is it? What they send in? FEMA should have been there already. Mm-hmm. Should have been there helping them out.
Yeah, for real.
So it just feels like. And then if you are... any type of internationally minded, where the problems of the world are also problems that you pay attention to, not just being very U.S. closed minded. You still got all these wars going on. They still bombing over in
Iran. Ukraine, Palestine.
Thank you. Gaza, other word.
Yeah.
Gaza, thank you. Congo, all these places. And it's just like, and then
Sudan too, yeah.
Christians going crazy.
Shit, Christians ain't going crazy.
Maybe I got a comment.
We just hearing everything that these fools got to say.
I got a comment on one of our Here's the Thing
I'm
videos.
Saying that because I'm inside the house with them.
You're in the house with them. Yeah, the call's coming from inside the house. I say these things. Oh, shoot. I said that because there was a comment on one of the videos me and Kev put up recently for Here's the Thing. And somebody was like, you know, I really admire Kev in a lot of ways, but I just can't ignore the fact that he's ignoring that Angel is part of one of the most demonic organizations in the divine nine, spelled divine wrong.
Yeah, it was D-E-V-I-N-E. Divine, they said, was a play on the words. Devilish. Divine.
And it's so
in this red. Look at you.
And it's so funny. And I said, oh, I might make this video. Because also what I woke up to was our president of Delta, as we call her, Big Delta. She was in Martha's Vineyard making a speech about how Delta is involved in a couple of court cases in Massachusetts, a couple places, dealing with voter suppression. Like, they are actively a part of helping, I guess, prosecute. I don't know if it's the city or the state, what they're trying to do to suppress votes. And I wanted to be like, so what about this is giving you demonic?
Because they're trying to vote in the most demonic official, Angel.
There you go. Thank you. I couldn't see it because my mind is empty.
This is my, just real quick, I just thought of something. I don't know why these data centers, there are better ways to cool. They could do thermal cooling. So right now, the way them things work, it's like an AC.
Uh-huh.
You're running water over it. Yeah. Thermal cooling is when you run those same hot coils underground.
Right.
So they run underground for however many hundreds of feet and come back, and the ground will dissipate all that heat.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different solutions to these data centers.
They are choosing not to because they want to make us sick. They want us not to be healthy. There's so many things that I feel as though don't have to be the way that it is. There's this greed that doesn't have to be to the extent that it is. Like, I be feeling, when we're making good money, I be feeling greedy sometimes. So then I'm like trying to find ways to, one, either donate or ways to raise money for other organizations. Cause I'm like, I've been so blessed. There's gotta be a way to spread wealth. You have people who are dwarfing what we make is pennies. Pennies. And they're trying to find ways to collect more pennies and take more pennies from other people.
It ain't even pennies. Compared to what they
Right. It's not even a penny.
It's like if you were to take a penny and grind and file it down, pick up one of the little the fragments from that compared to what these people make.
It's insane. And then when you live with the man who looks at the stars at night and you see all these galaxies and nebulas and all these other things, it then becomes a thing of, what is actually real? Like, what is actually real? We are the grain that you just talked about of the penny. And our problems feel so big and insurmountable, but they're problems that we're causing.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're problems that we could just fix. But because certain things have been made to believe that they're important, we can't somehow get out of this like warpedness.
Yeah, it was Voyager. So the Voyager satellite that they sent off, that's like just now this year, is like a light day away from Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The last photo that it took of Earth, it was like the Earth just looked like a blue star. Like, that's how far away it was.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the people from NASA, they were just like, they put it in perspective. They said, this blue dot represents all the history that we know, every person that ever existed, everything that's ever happened, everything that's ever been experienced in the entire human race and existence is inside this small blue faint dot, like putting things into perspective. Like, yeah. And it's like almost, it's like, can you see the blue on that Bose speaker?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
And this room is the...
This room was the rest of the picture.
Yes.
And you couldn't even see the sun. All you saw was that blue dot. It was just like, that's everything. That little speck that you see out there is everything. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with everybody. I'm like, if aliens come, I think it's gonna be to rescue black people.
It's gonna be because I think we are the aliens.
Yeah, probably. It's the other thing. People always talking about, you know, aliens this, aliens that. Then they always looking at I'm great, veer way off and geek out. You don't want to hear it because we gotta go. I'm about to go all the way left. You're gonna be like, how we get here?
Why don't you ever do these videos on your platform? You owe your YouTube channel a video. I want you to make a video, geek out, put it up.
All right.
And I bet you people will find
it. You know, a lot of it, because I follow other people, I have these thoughts. And a lot of times I'll go through and look to see, because I'm like, I don't want to say something somebody else said. And then I end up finding something that they had a similar thought.
What does that matter?
I don't know. Because their platforms be so much bigger. I'm just like.
So. Everybody platform bigger than mine. People is a lot of people's are.
A lot of people's ain't.
Guys, thanks so much for watching. We'll be back next week. We shot early. For those of you all who are part of our Patreon that are like, why are y'all up here on a shooting on a Thursday? We shot early because I'm shooting a new TV show with my good friends, Kev and Tony. So Monday and Tuesday. So both this show as well as Here's the Thing, we're shooting in advance. So we will have our day free to shoot on Monday and Tuesday. But don't you worry. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled program and maybe we can do some extra lives next week because we'll miss you guys. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.